CliffCentral.com. She works hard for the money, so you better treat her right. I got bills I gotta pay, so I gotta work, work, work every day. I got mouths I gotta feed, so I gotta make sure everybody eats.
How do you like that? Now, that's an intro. That's the way it should go.
Love it. Absolutely love it.
All right. Good morning, Anthea.
Good morning.
Is it a good morning?
Yes, it is. I've got some good news. Hopefully, we're setting the scene for the Christmas rally in the stock market. You know, we have that every year.
Yes, let's hold thumbs. Go on.
Yeah, so last week wasn't too bad. I mean, Friday wasn't great, but the rest of the week was fine. Looks like we're trying to recover some of October's losses. Still a little bit of concern about the falling oil price, China, trade wars, that's still there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Rand had a mind of its own last week, traded below 14 to the US dollar.
Hmm.
It's back above 14, it's now 14.27-ish, but at least it shows that the Rand can break through this 14 level. And then there was a lot of talk last week about SAA possibly selling shares, becoming more of a private company than a government company, and this is because obviously they need to raise money so that they can pay back government money that they've borrowed and stop relying on bailouts. But SAA haven't confirmed this. There's lots of talk of it.
I saw a story, I think it might be fake news, but how they've been given this bailout of 5 billion rand and they've already spent 3 billion of it.
Oh, I easily believe that, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not fake news? Oh, God.
Well, I don't know exactly the numbers, but I wouldn't be surprised. Absolutely.
Sure. That's unbelievable.
Why would you be surprised by that? They've got debt coming out of every orifice they've got.
That's exactly right.
But they only got the money the other day. That's like if you get paid on the first of the month.
Money's got places to go, Gareth. Oh, debit orders also go away straight away, don't they?
That's true.
That's right.
All right. Fair enough.
And then it looks like MTN may settle with the Nigerian Central Bank, the $8 billion claim that they have, sooner rather than later, hopefully. I mean, if this just goes away and if Nigeria just goes away, we were doing some calculations. You're looking at MTN being valued at about 113 rand a share. It's currently trading at 85. So there could be some nice upside to it. But
poor old MTN, I mean, they really are just being taken for a ride by the Nigerian government, who are looking at new ways to exploit private companies for their own tax coffers.
Yeah.
And it's outrageous that a government should be able to hold a company hostage like this. Sure, you can find something wrong with just about any company in any region doing one or two things that might be considered a little bit dodgy in respect of perhaps, you know, a fee for this or a fee for that. But the reality is, like, Nigeria, every time that they need more money, they just look around, pick a private company, and say to them, you owe us this much money. Impose a fine, and if you don't pay it, they shut you down.
There you go.
That's no way to operate.
Huge concerns there, yeah.
Almost would suit them better to just pull out of Nigeria. But they've got so many customers there, right?
That's the thing. And they're planning a stock exchange listing in Nigeria as well now. So, and part of the listing, I think, would help to generate more cash. But we'll see how that all goes. I mean, there's lots of speculation about why the Nigerian government's doing this, including that Dangote wants to buy some of MTN and that they're keeping the share price suppressed.
Well, speaking of share prices, something very interesting happened with Discovery.
Ah, yes. They raised 1.85 billion rand overnight,
wow.
Like in a heartbeat, by issuing 11.4 million new shares at 162 rand a share. So basically, they did an accelerated book build. So they phone us up at 5 o'clock on a Thursday or Wednesday, whenever it was, and say, do you want to buy some shares and how many do you want? The book was, I think, 4 times oversubscribed. So yeah.
Did you dip in there?
I did.
Okay.
So Discovery.
How can you make that sound smutty?
She did. Anthea
dipped
in.
I didn't even pick that up.
She got a whole bunch. And do you think that these will increase in value? I mean, is there...
So we got them at about a 5% discount to the previous day's close.
Mm-hmm.
The share did come under a bit of pressure, but yes, I think this is a good one.
Discovery's a safe bet.
Yeah, I think so.
And with
so.
Their bank coming online soon and all that stuff, they're going to have lots of other upside.
And that's
right?
Exactly why they were raising the money, so that they could buy First Rand stakes that they had to, and so forth.
Yeah, because they had a problem. Discovery and First Rand have sort of a tenuous link between them. They were basically founded by the same guys. Right?
Absolutely. And it's more than tenuous because FirstRand owns, I think it's 27% that they had to buy back. Discovery had to buy that stake back before they could launch the bank.
Because you can't, otherwise, you can't have a bank that owns a bank. Otherwise, who's the banking license with? Right. So these are all regulations.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
It was an interesting week for the banking services sector, actually, because Standard Bank announced that they're going to do a secondary listing on A2X, which is South Africa's second stock exchange, basically. So that's very exciting for them. Sanlam already is on the platform. AVI said they're going to go on the platform. So that'll make it 13 companies listed on this new stock exchange, A2X, which was founded or started in 2017. Mm-hmm. So it takes a while before companies get there. I mean, really, basically, A2X are saying, well, we're cheaper than the JSE, so come and list with us. But everyone knows the JSE, and so they still trade there. And then also, you remember Michael Jordan's Bank Zero launched unofficially not too long ago. And this week, or last week, I should say, Time Bank, which is now owned by ARC, or Patrice Motsepe's African Rainbow Capital, said they signed up 1,800 clients in their first week of their unofficial launch. That's last week.
That's good.
Yeah, very good. So basically, their story as well, no monthly fee. Clients will pay for specific services as they use them, with the most expensive transaction in its fee structure, cash withdrawals at ATMs and other banks costing R8. Also, Time said you can download their mobile app for free at 730 self-service kiosks in Pick and Pay stores, which I didn't know. I haven't seen these stores, so I'm going to go and look for them, actually.
Sounds like the same place you pay your e-tolls. Nobody's ever seen them.
I think I saw the launch of one of them. I was at Pick and Pay buying stuff, and there was a whole group of people around one of these booths.
It doesn't sound very convincing. You're not sure if you saw the launch.
Yeah, no, I'm not sure, but they were standing in front of this machine, and I thought, what is it, an ATM? And it wasn't. It wasn't a lotto machine.
Online bank with a kiosk.
Yeah.
So you didn't download the app?
No.
Oh, dear. Because the bank also said they'd pay for costs related to the app.
Huh. Oh.
So they really are trying to make this banking cheaper.
Well, you want zero fees. I mean, there's no reason that you should have to pay these ridiculous fees that most of the banks charge. And in South Africa, we've got you can't call it a monopoly, but we have there's a cartel. I mean, there's price fixing in a different sort of way. They're all trying to compete with each other in innovation and in online and internet banking. And there's certain fees that they're willing to sacrifice. But actually, it's a bit of a closed system.
Yeah. And the market definitely needs a disruptor or two, right? Mm-hmm. Or three even.
Yes.
And then lots going on in the retail space as well. Foschini reported their first half 2019 results. Diluted headline earnings per share up 8%. All regions contributed, including South African sales, which was up 8.1%. So yeah, it looks like, I mean, we've got retail sales numbers coming out this week, and last month we saw retail sales up 2.5%, which surprised me because I think the consumer's under so much pressure, and I don't know, let's just say we're not going to spend ourselves out of a recession, put it that way. I think the South Africans just don't have money. But while we're talking about the retail sector, I also see that Zara are offering 106 new countries online shopping, which is very interesting. Most of them in Africa. That'll bring their online markets to 202 stores. And I know it's weird to talk about online stores as a regional play, but I think this is about delivery. So where are Zara going to combine their physical stores with their online stores so that they're able to deliver? But definitely they're going retail. And then, I mean, online. And then Richemont reported their first half earnings as well. Unfortunately, really not a great set of results. And really, it was all about the watches. Watches disappointed. They just...
Well, who's buying them?
That's it.
I mean, it's investment stuff now. It's like art.
Mm.
That's the way we've got to look at it. These are expensive pieces of really delicately engineered material. And people are buying them as investments. They're buying them because you have a collection of Rolexes or a collection of Cartiers or something.
And the other thing we spoke
about... It's like having a fancy painting on your wall.
Exactly. And how do you value it, right? Yeah. What value... So we were talking about this valuation of these watches, and obviously they have champagne and all sorts of fancy things. And what makes one 200 times more expensive than the other? Sure, it's nice, but is it 200 times nicer?
Well, it's like those houses that cost 100 million rand. And you think, how does a house go from 10 million rand, which is a pretty impressive house, to 100 million rand? How is it 10 times the value when it's almost the same amount of square feet, almost the same kinds of facilities? What makes a house a 100 million rand house? Location, all of these funny things. Desirability.
It's the intangible stuff that's difficult to quantify, right?
Right. So they thumb suck a number. And with a fancy watch, you just thumb suck a number.
And people will pay.
Yeah.
And then lastly, on retail still, Singles Day yesterday, don't forget. 11/11.
Yes, big day in China.
Huge. They netted $10 billion in revenue in the first hour of trading.
Hmm.
And it starts at midnight, right? So people, the Chinese, stay up till midnight and start shopping. That's 21% on last year's. In fact, last year, they netted $24.15 billion for the entire day. So yesterday was the 10th anniversary of Alibaba making this the shopping day. Because you know it wasn't originally a shopping day. It was a singles day where on campuses they celebrated being single. And this like 1111 stands for branches, which in Chinese represents being a single person.
Right.
So yeah. And in their first year, I looked this up, they only made $7.5 million.
Hmm.
So the numbers are just spectacular. I mean, well done, Jack Ma.
What a genius.
In 10 years, from $7.5 million to, I don't know, $25 billion he would have made yesterday.
Phenomenal.
Probably more.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
All right, Anthea, that's a lot to chew on. Thank you.
Thank you very much,
Very,
guys.
Very good. We'll catch up with Anthea again next week. Some more in The Money Shot. CliffCentral.com.